It's EV News briefly for Wednesday 22nd of June. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, Sandy Munro and his team are tearing down the Rivian R1T. They mentioned the battery cover with 300 spot welds. Very well made, but something that perhaps they could make more efficiencies around. They note the thermal shield made of a material that they've only ever seen in Tesla's otherwise. The battery modules are well designed, they say, and the top fasteners appear to be drilled and tapped, which is a lot of work. They suggest use a technique like Volkswagen use with flow drilled screws to self-tap. They mentioned the messy sealant everywhere. They said, yeah, the battery would be watertight. It's just incredibly messy. All the gunk that they have, and I quote, gobbed it on there. Yeah, I guess Rivian don't want any adventuring and off-roading and then people saying, well, me battery got a bit wet inside. Pop a link to that story in the show notes. FedEx are moving from testing EV delivery trucks to actually adopting them. Now with 150 of the GM BrightDrop zero emissions delivery trucks rolling around Los Angeles. First drives are coming in for the all-electric Genesis G80. My biggest problem with this vehicle is the fact that Genesis called them the electrified cars, which makes them sound like some sort of shabby, mild hybrid trying to get better credentials in the electric world. But no, it is full electric. Electrified is the word that others have used to try and make it sound better, but full electric G80 has an 82.7 kilowatt hour battery pack under the floor, so not stuffed into various places under the seats, etc. Of course, 800 volt architecture as the sister company of Hyundai and Kia, so 22 minutes and you add 200 miles. EPA range not official, guessing around 280 plus miles of range, and they say this car has dual motor and is heavier than the combustion version, but otherwise still very, very impressive. If you think there is a market out there for big, expensive, luxury, long range sedan, saloon type cars, Winnebago next in the news, doing a 1400 mile cross country road trip as an experience. But it does highlight how perhaps EV long-distance travel is not ready yet with RV. They would have stopped at least 11 times, if not more, stopping at least an hour every time, if not more. So maybe 11 or 12 hours of stopping for 26 hours of driving. Yes, it's cheaper to drive on electric, but still, I think that needs a much bigger battery and probably better technology over the next couple of years coming to batteries as well before those kind of edge cases like big RVs tend to be a bit more, I think will become more usable in the real world. Now a drop-in kit to Land Rover Defenders next in the news. It'll cost you £24,000, but you drop the batteries into the engine bay, replaces the diesel, there's an electric motor, uses the existing transmission. The company is Electrogenic, and they say that after 4 years, you get payback on fuel. General Motors will shut down Factory Zero for 4 weeks this summer. Nice little summer holiday for the factory to have, but that is to pull forward installation of tooling, machinery, and equipment to make more Hummers and the eventually Chevy Silverado EV. GM also raising the price of the Hummer as of now by over $6,000. Any existing orders has the price locked in. Ford say they had to redesign the Ford Mustang Mach-E in the early days in 2017. Jim Farley, the CEO, says that when he saw those early sketches, it looked like a Prius and called it a joke. And boy, are we glad they did redesign that. In the UK from June 30th, a reminder, all new chargers have to be smart. A connection to the internet, they say, so that customers can see what they've used, I think for other means in the long term, so that they can perhaps monitor how much electricity we're charging and possibly even tax us on it. And Texas putting in their plan for the highway / interstate charging network to access federal funds. And that's briefly